The third meeting of the Haines Waterfront Aesthetics Committee results in some broad goals around the small boat harbor expansion. And Skagway gets ready for the Klondike International Road Relay. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The third meeting of the Haines Waterfront Aesthetics Committee centered on a long discussion about what else? A parking lot. The expanded parking lot that is part of the proposed small boat harbor expansion has been a sticking point for critics of the design. The Aesthetics Committee was formed by the mayor to help ease concerns about the visual impact of the harbor expansion on the Haines waterfront. At previous Aesthetics Committee meetings, Mayor Jan Hill and other committee members have admonished those who asked to alter the parking lot portion of the harbor expansion. They have said that their job is to work with the current design to improve aesthetics, not to change the design itself. But the parking lot again was a central issue at Wednesday's meeting. The committee was working to come up with recommendations on the 95% phase of the harbor design to submit to the Planning Commission. Committee member Burl Sheldon said the Parks and Recreation Committee recommended the west part of the parking lot be pulled back and instead filled with vegetation.
Without this vegetated approach, Lookout Park will be entirely surrounded by gravel, sidewalk, and pavement, which it is in that picture. So we would hope that there could be a vegetated area and which would require some sacrifice in parking.
Don Turner, who represents the Port and Harbor Committee, balked at that suggestion.
I am reluctant to see the parking get shrunk down any.
Tourism Director Leslie Ross had a different idea that would also potentially cut into the space of the parking lot. She proposed a sidewalk on the water edge of the parking lot to give people access to take a stroll on the waterfront.
I haven't seen too many harbors that don't have a walkway. I mean, I'm thinking of Auk Bay as well. There's a sidewalk that goes around the whole harbor there. So not only for people to be standing there looking, but also for people using the parking lot, that you have an area to walk on.
The committee also got into a discussion about potential alternative parking for harbor users. Sheldon asked about using areas of Mission Street for harbor parking. Mayor Hill said fishermen she had talked to weren't happy about that idea. Committee and Borough Assembly member Diana Lapham said the group should keep in mind that the development of the harbor is happening because it is a working harbor.
The aesthetics are important, yes. But this harbor is being developed for the users of the harbor, not for you, not for me, not for people that live up the highway and only come into town periodically. It's being expanded upon because we don't have the room in there for the people that want to put their boats in the harbor that are working.
Chilkat Valley News reporter Karen Garcia responded.
I personally think the harbor is, you're saying it's not for me and it's not for you, but it is for me and it is for you. It's the people who are using the harbor are not the only ones who are paying for the harbor. It's a public project. All the taxpayers are paying for it, not just the people who use it. So it is for everyone in town and it is for people up the highway.
As the meeting wrapped up, committee members said they didn't feel prepared to make any detailed recommendations to the Planning Commission. Mayor Hill said she would write a memo with general aesthetic goals, including a waterfront trail, using natural trees and vegetation for greenery, and keeping the Fisherman's Memorial that is currently at Lookout Park. Hill said the underlying message is they don't want to see it all pavement and gravel. She said the Aesthetics Committee will continue to meet periodically as the harbor project continues. The Planning Commission meets at 6:30 tonight to discuss the 95% design of the harbor expansion project, a model of the harbor expansion created with a 3D printer by resident Mike Armour will be at the meeting for people to view. The Haynesboro Police Department has a new officer, Ryan Rutland. Rutland was on his way to Haines already when he got the job offer. His family moved here because his wife Lauren was hired as the new Haines Dolphins swim coach. Rutland is an Army veteran who has not worked in policing before. He is stepping into a department that is working to recover from a strained relationship with the public and a number of other failings. Those downfalls were documented in an audit of the department released recently. Interim Police Chief Robert Griffiths has said hiring the right officers is imperative to making needed improvements. KHNS talked briefly with Rutland on Wednesday. Here's a portion of the conversation.
Keeping people safe has always been a dream of mine or a passion. I've served a little over five years in the United States Army, been overseas twice. After that, did some schooling, criminology degree. So it's kind of just, it's been a passion.
And what other qualifications do you feel like you have, aside from your experience in the Army, to be a police officer?
Besides my education and past experience, those kind of speak a lot instead of volumes, as well as my personality and the ability to get jobs done. And I know that Haynesboro Police Department is very excited to have me on the job.
Are you aware of the kind of history that the police department has and some of the improvements that are in front of you?
Ongoing scrutiny, yes, yeah. I am aware of that. It's actually one of the reasons why Chief definitely wanted me on the job, primarily due to the audit, I believe.
So how have your first few days been?
Interesting. It's been a lot of knowledge, a lot of taking stuff in. It's kind of a learning, training experience environment that I've been placed in, obviously. Really, I'm just kind of enjoying it and trying to learn as much as I can.
And what do you think about being a police officer in such a small town like Haynes?
It's probably, similarly would be being a father, that of which I am, to my two children. It's just now that you're just a father to a much larger family.
And have you lived in a small town like this before?
Not this small, no.
And so what are you looking forward to?
A long career.
In the Haynesboro Police Department?
In the Haynesboro Police Department, that's correct.
That was new Haynes Police Officer Ryan Rutland. He was sworn into the department last Friday. The department is still working to hire another officer. An international road race starts tomorrow in Skagway, drawing in participants from around the north and beyond. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Lycra-clad runners and walkers from across Alaska and the Yukon will descend on Skagway tomorrow for the 32nd annual Klondike Trail of 98 International Road Relay. But they might want to rethink their outfits. The National Weather Service is calling for rain and winds up to 30 miles per hour on Friday evening as participants stride their way up and over the White Pass Summit via the Klondike Highway. Race coordinator Sandra Fries said she's hoping for clear skies, but no matter what the weather, runners will be out there regardless.
I'm trying not to look too far ahead into the forecast, but we're hoping for, you know, clear skies, hopefully get some northern lights out during those nighttime legs. And I mean, it's September in the Yukon, so it's going to be cold in the evening, but hopefully it'll be clear and a nice sunny day at the finish line this year.
The race consists of teams of 10 runners taking on the 110-mile course, or teams of 8 or 4 walkers taking on a shorter version. This year, relay organizers are introducing a youth category in which young people can take on a section of course from Carcross to Whitehorse. Last year, the race unveiled the ultra category for solo runners. A handful of hardcore athletes completed the race last year in the ultra category, but just one has signed up for this year's event. Overall, the race is a combination of serious competitors and recreational runners.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big mix. We have definitely the people that are just doing it for fun and to get out there and race and be part of a team. And then we do definitely have a few of those competitive teams that come back year after year, and it's almost like a competition between those teams to see who can get into the finish line the fastest.
In total, 8 teams from Skagway and 2 from Haynes have signed on, while 52 teams from Juneau will be taking on the historic route. From Haynes, the teams are the Porch Pards and the Mountain Mamas Gone Mad, while Snafu, Finding Hup, the Flatfoot Floozies, Alaska Excursions, the White Pass and Yukon Route Highballers, Duff's Backcountry Outfitters, the Skagway Brewing Company team, and Team Parkies, Pluckers, and Blowers will represent Skagway. The favorites this year are Team 8 from Whitehorse, who hope to do the race in under 12 hours, Team Scarecrow from Juneau, and Team Raven Take No Prisoners from Anchorage. But whether runners are bounding effortlessly down the road or hobbling and wheezing their way to the Whitehorse finish line, one thing is for sure. The Klondike Road Relay is a good time for all, even the volunteers. Free says that many of the volunteers, like the runners, come back year after year.
A lot of our volunteers have been doing it since the beginning, so We have our core volunteers. We have a lot of new volunteers again this year, and they're all very eager and excited to see what it's all about.
The road relay starts Friday in Skagway on Broadway Street, with the first group of runners taking off at 6 p.m. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.